am Forrest. I am part of the Mason Life Program at George Mason University. I would not be here if my mother had not given me the opportunity to recover from an injury that would have prolonged my time spent healing in the past. To honor her and the support she has given me, I will be talking to her to allow you to see how determined and caring she is. My mom is raised her own. Mom, thank you for taking the time every day to be here.
I couldn't imagine being anywhere else, Forrest. Thank you.
So, Mom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful spring day.
Thanks so much. Good to hear. Good to hear. A decade ago, I went out on the slopes, and I've never been the same since due to the accident that I had sustained. Instead, they needed to lifeline me off the slopes due to the accident that I had experienced. Being unable to attend college due to difficult circumstances was tough, but I'm glad I'm able to attend at George Mason University Life Program now. How do you feel about the experience here at George Mason University, Mom?
The Life Program has been an extraordinary opportunity for you. It has given you the chance to go to college, to learn and grow both personally and academically, to forge new friendships, to gain new skills, to learn so many things that you'll need to live an independent adult life.
Do you mind talking about the experience of me having the accident, rehabilitation, and now with me being a student?
Well, that's a long conversation.
Sorry about that.
To have one of your children sustain a catastrophic injury that is life-threatening is a terrifying experience for a parent. And a traumatic brain injury, especially a really severe one like you had that sent you into a coma, doesn't have any projected recovery. There's no way to tell really how a person is going to respond to such a terrible injury. In fact, when you were in a coma the first time, they told us to prepare ourselves for you not to wake up. And if you did wake up, that you would be profoundly impacted and would perhaps never speak or walk or talk again. And that's a terrifying thing for a parent to hear. But we knew how determined and optimistic and amazing you are and were before your injury. And we just felt like failure was not an option, that we would do everything and anything within our power as long as it took. And fortunately, you never gave up either. You continued to work even when you had tremendous setbacks and had to have multiple surgeries and extended hospital stays for months and months and months. You never lost your sense of humor or your determination or your kindness, and you were always appreciative of the efforts that everyone around you made, and that made our job a little bit easier because we were never, ever going to give up, especially as long as you were willing to put in so much effort.
Thanks, Mom. That means a lot. Actually, that ties me into my next question. How do you feel this turn of events has affected my future career goals?
Well, that's a good question for you. But from my perspective, you know, you had been talking about veterinary school before your injury. And you had the grades and the capability and the determination to do that. Now, I think you have become so much more self-aware in the last few years, and I think the Mason Life Program has helped you with that, to realize that some of your lingering challenges with particularly your short-term memory would make that path difficult, if not impossible. And you have found other interests and abilities, and you're such a terrific, charismatic, and articulate speaker and communicator. You've done amazing things since your accident to raise awareness about traumatic brain injury and the power of music therapy. You've helped raise almost $1 million for nonprofits to be able to give others the opportunity to have music therapy or to have a service dog in their life. And I have tremendous admiration for you and what you've already been able to accomplish. And I'm sure that whatever you choose to do, you will be successful and productive and lead a joyful life. And that's what every parent, I think, wishes for their children.
What was one of the reasons my accident took so much time instead of being a quick one-and-done injury to recover from?
Well, again, I think that's the challenge of a of a catastrophic brain injury. Almost every part of your brain was affected. And so when that happens, even as you heal, new problems and challenges and complications commonly arise. And I think that's just part of the nature of a severe brain injury. There's no way to really predict. You went through many different phases of recovery, and some of them you take one step forward and one step sideways and then two step backwards, and you pick yourself back up and try again. And we would tackle whatever that problem was that was facing you that day, that week, that month. We just continued to put one foot in front of the other. But that's the nature, unfortunately, of traumatic brain injury.
As long as we're moving forward, we'll get there eventually.
Yes.
So in high school, right before I was set to go to college, I had this injury that derailed my chance of higher learning. Now I'm attending George Mason University and the Mason Life Program, all thanks to help and support that you've given me these years. From your perspective, how do you feel about the support of the Mason Life Program and its productivity towards education today, Mom?
Well, I think the Mason Life Program is an enormously important program and gives many young adults the opportunity to have a real college experience who might not otherwise have that experience. Personally, I've been very grateful for the support you've given. I think the support staff is amazing. I have to say candidly, I would hope that your journey through the LIFE program would inspire the administration to develop more programs and support specifically designed to help the traumatic brain injury patient recovering, because your challenges are different than some of the other students in the LIFE program. And I would hope that your experience there could pave the way for other traumatic brain injury students to have an even better experience through the LIFE program.
Is there anything else you would like to discuss or say about my recovery and the Mason LIFE program?
I would just say I welcome the opportunity to express to you, Forrest, my incredible admiration, love, and amazement at the young man you have grown to be in spite of incredibly difficult challenges and setbacks. You have grown into a bright, articulate, kind, caring, compassionate, handsome young man, and I am honored to be your parent and to be a part of your journey.
Well, thanks, Mom. I learned from the best. So thank you very much for being here, and we want to thank all those who are listening and keeping our show running. Have a good day, everyone, and stay safe. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, darling.